Hey guys, Dave Kurt, broker of record with Lake City Realty, coming at you with another episode of the Sudbury Real Estate Podcast.
We built Lake City. We built Lake City on rock and so build Lake City. We built Lake City on rock and soul.
Still in my office today. We got a little bit of work going on in the back podcast room. So I've got the video for those that want to watch on YouTube or Insta Reels or wherever we're going to be posting it, as well as the audio for anybody that's following along. But honestly, I absolutely love sitting down, giving you my thoughts on a weekly basis on what I see playing out in the housing market. Taking the time to first write, I start by writing out kind of my thoughts down in my newsletter that I publish every Friday, and I call it my 5 Bullet Friday. So if you're not on the list, you might want to get a copy of that. I go in depth with some of the things that I try not to share on here if I'm talking about private information. But yeah, it's one of the favorite things that I've done over the last 3 years. It's crazy to think I've been doing it for 3 years now, but I absolutely love it. I love giving my thoughts. I love sharing my opinions, and I really love interpreting what's going on in the marketplace from a provincial, from a national standpoint, and kind of, you know, trying to make sense of what's going to play out in the marketplace locally. So thank you first and foremost for those that sit around and listen to my content or watch my content on a weekly basis. What's going on though? So nationally, we had TIFF at the Bank of Canada come out with another quarter point this week. And a lot of people think, well, another rates are up another quarter point. That's bad for the economy. That's bad for the marketplace. But it wasn't really the increase as much as it was the press release that defined the meeting. It's his comments that rates seem to be over, the increase in rates seem to be over for now, as long as they continue to keep inflation in check. And they've got some pretty optimistic trend lines in terms of when they think that they're going to be able to tame inflation and get it back down to that 2%. I actually thought that we'd be into like this period of 3 or 4 years before we saw 2% inflation again, but according to them, to the Bank of Canada and the people at the national level here in Canada, they believe that it's going to be 2024 that we're going to be able to see a return to 2% inflation, which would be pretty amazing if we were able to pump the money that we pumped in through COVID and through this, you know, trying to kickstart the economy and then massively kickstarting it and then seeing it kind of run rampant and run the risk of overinflation and hyperinflation, and then kind of calm things back down in whatever shape or form they have and get down to 2% by 2024. I actually would look back and say the Bank of Canada has done a pretty good job here. But what came with that is his comments seemed to give Canadians the confidence that there's not going to be a lot of more prime interest rate increases, at least coming this year, as long as they are able to kind of tame inflation. This is what I've been predicting that the buyers need to see before they go back into a marketplace that they feel confident that prices aren't going to pull back anymore. For us to find the price floor or the price where the pullback and where prices would bottom out is we needed to be able to see where interest rates were going to fall back and then stay stagnant at that point. Buyers have to have the confidence that I'm going to go qualify for a rate and that rate's not going to be 3%, 1%, 0.5% higher than what I'm getting on that purchase today. And I kind of feel like that's where we've got to. When the buyers are able to qualify for a loan, that the confidence that the rate's going to be like that same, or at least it's not going to be super high compared to what they're qualifying now, I think that's going to shift things and it's going to show some confidence and that's what we're going to find our price floor. And based on what that announcement was, it kind of appears that that's what we might be in the position of right now. This could still shift if, as a country, we find ourselves in a deeper recession or a worse financial period than predictions. But I'm the eternal optimist, so I'm going to see the glasses half full and take that for what it is. On a local level, it was the first day that I actually felt like waking up, going to the school bus with my kids, that it was that hurt your face cold. You know, that really deep cold that you kind of regret and you hate waking up and seeing how cold it is outside. And like you just by spending the 5 minutes with my kids waiting for the bus, my face just stung. That was this morning for me. At least they got a fresh flood on the lake last night, which could make for a perfect weekend of hockey on the lake if we can get to that point. We also had the CMHC rental market report that was released Thursday of this week. It actually went into a deep dive on some of the rental prices, vacancy rates in across Canada, but they have quite a bit of detailed information on Sudbury as well. According to this, nationally, rents are up 5% year over year. And in Sudbury, believe it or not, we're flat. It's hard to read that and interpret that and be like, wow, like it's like, it does it, is it actually flat? But I actually feel like rents have peaked. I know it's always tougher to rent a house in the middle of the winter, but we saw some pretty significant increases in the last couple of years in the rental values. And I kind of feel like we're in a position now that there's a little bit more selection. There's a lot of landlords that renovated and offered some places that weren't rentals before to the marketplace. And tenants kind of have their pick and choose of what they want now. With that additional increase in supply, we're seeing that the tenants are being a little bit more picky, and you know, ultimately that's going to work in their best favor. Rents aren't cheap by any means still. An average two-bedroom in Sudbury, and all of Sudbury they're saying is $1,250. If we equate that to the South End, it's probably closer to $1,600 or so. But personally, I feel like it's peaked at least on the short-term horizon, which is kind of good overall for tenants and for just the general economy, people working that want to be able to afford their rents. Last but not least, guys, we've got Pond Hockey on the Rock. It's one of my favorite festivals from a volunteer perspective that's coming up. A good friend of mine, Dan DeNoble, is the organizer, and he's done such a great job with this over the last few years. I'd love to see it on Ramsey Lake. It can't happen this year as they do a great job of rolling with the punches and being able to adjust to whatever they need to do with the ice conditions not quite what it was required to be able to have the tournament on the Ramsey Lake. They are going to be over at NHA. They're doing a fantastic job over there, Brian and Blake. They're also at Robinson Park and Delkey Dozy, I believe. So hopefully we'll be able to see you guys out around town and at one of those rinks and supporting that Pond Hockey on the Rock. I think it's one of the best events we put on in Sudbury. It's great to see they raise a ton of local monies for some local charities there too. Great job, Dan, and all the work you're putting in there. But what's happening on the real estate front? Sales have been slowly creeping up. As we get ready to turn the calendar out at the end of January, this week we hit 20 sales, and like that's up 9, 18, 17 to 20. It does, like, we've kind of been in this place where we've seen listings in that, like, in that mid to low 40 range every single week. So we've been at 45, 41, and now 42 this week. Although it is, like, it's interesting to see that multiple offers are still, like, quite odd. Like, so 11 of the 20 deals happened to multiple offers, but even the deals that didn't happen to multiple offers all were very close to list price. And actually, like, our office was involved in some of the ones that I'm not qualifying as multiple offers because, again, I'm just looking at the price and saying, was it at listing price or over? And I know that we were involved in at least one of the places that had three offers on it and it went under list price. So they are pretty evident. The places that are selling are priced pretty aggressively for the marketplace, but it does seem like there's some confidence from the buyer's perspective to be jumping on places right now, which is an optimistic sign. But let's jump into it. So this week we saw 20 sales. We have 23 additional deals that are pending or under contract right now. 11 of those 20 were at listing price or over, which I consider multiple offers. 42 new listings. So 42 new listings with 20 sales. But because there was some cancellations and some expired listings, we actually saw total listings at 179 last week. That only went up 1 to 180 this week, even though we had twice as many new listings as sales. What are my 5 takeaways? Let's jump into it. Takeaway number 1. New listings outpacing sales by 2-to-1 ratio. That's a big deal. This is a positive for new homes coming on the marketplace, but with expireds and cancels, just as I mentioned, staying pretty high, we only went up from 179 to 180 this week. The current market in front of us is clearly having a supply issue. I honestly think we need to see listings get to around that 300 mark to make it feel like that shift's officially happening. Just a small note, we weren't at 300 any time in the last 24 months. Takeaway 2. We knew the holiday slowdown would calm the marketplace over the Christmas break, but my prediction was that we were going to see a spike after the holidays and the buyers stay on the sidelines. That hasn't worked out so far, and actually I've been pretty wrong on that prediction. Early indications have proven myself wrong where we've seen listings pick up, but not to the extent that I would have predicted. Like, again, 40-ish listings is okay, but I actually thought we were going to see this pretty big jump up where we'd see listings get to the low twos, maybe to about 220 total listings for the marketplace, and we're just at 180 as of this week. And I was also wrong on the sales. I thought we'd actually see pretty quietness for sales, but we saw 18, 17, and 20 in the last few weeks for sales. That's busier than I would have expected at this time of the year. The biggest question I guess that we have on this point is what are those types of homes that are selling? And we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive into that with one of my later points. Takeaway three, one of my favorite Twitter followers is the mortgage broker Ron Butler out of Southern Ontario. He's a self-proclaimed, big, old, overly opinionated mortgage broker that is worried about the future of Canadian housing for the average Canadian. Just yesterday, he posted that business is up big time. For the first 3 weeks of January in Southern Ontario, mortgages, pre-approvals, and purchases are all up significantly. So somebody that's been in the mortgage broker business for 25 years, he said that October, November, and December were the slowest months he's ever experienced in 25 years. So that was when the rates were still going crazy. It was like, when will the bank stop? When will the bank of Canada stop? When will they won't stop? As well as that adjustment of like, the prices are declining pretty significantly. Nobody wanted to jump in and try to catch that falling knife. Some of the reasons he cites that for the reason in the increase in mortgage applications is typically new construction sees a lot of construction projects finish as we get close to around January. So this is the time when buyers actually have to close on these condos, builds and things like that. They've been able to finish. They had the building wrapped up as they approach the winter and they finish the interior stuff with the actual deals closing now. He also said that like the 3 and 5 year rates have dipped into the 4% range with like 4.6, 4.7, which has kind of increased some people to be like, well, that's not that bad. Let me jump in and let me see what I can do for qualifications. And that coinciding with TIFF's announcement this week that the Bank of Canada prime rate seems to be done. A lot of people were predicting that, you know, the Bank of Canada rates were close to the end, which might have brought some people into the housing market. I think that as long as from the short term that inflation stays in check, these are all things that led to some expedited floor discoveries for prices across Ontario. I think that we're probably in, like, it's, I don't like to call bottoms. I don't like to say we're, you know, we've seen the lowest price points that we're going to see. But somebody else that I really frequently read, Garth Turner, he's saying like, this is that opportunity. Like if you've been waiting for prices to, you know, descend and reach some side, kind of a bottom or some kind of the lowest points, this is kind of what you were expecting. So interesting points all in all. I don't think we're in the position that you need to jump in now because tomorrow the prices are going to be $10,000 or 10% higher. But it is a really interesting time to think that a lot of the forces that push the marketplace down have kind of played out, and we've seen those play out as far as we need to see them. Now it's a supply and demand issue in marketplaces, and you know, as long as supply stays somewhat reasonable, and like again, even if we were 225 or something like that from a listing standpoint, I still think that that's a supply issue. As long as that supply issue doesn't hit 400 or 300 like that, we're probably close to what we will see for the bottom of this marketplace. Again, not wanting to predict, not financial advice, but just my thoughts on things. So at the end of the point, like to wrap up that point, I guess, don't let FOMO make you rush in and try not to listen to TikTok realtors or mortgage brokers who are telling you that the best time to buy is yesterday, but make a good decision for yourself based on payments, rates, and your current financial decision. But all in all, things look like they could be in a good position for real estate, especially in Sudbury. Takeaway four. I touched on this earlier, but we see sales that are stronger than I expected this time of the year. The biggest question are what types of homes are selling. I was actually doing some education I teach some leadership courses for the Ontario Real Estate Association. So I was down in Toronto just last week. So many amazing people that I love to hang out with, some of my mentors from across the province. John D. Michelle, who's, I just think, the world of from a visionary person. He's the executive officer of the Toronto Regional Real Estate Board. I had an opportunity to kind of have his ear for 10 minutes just to chat about things. And we were chatting about the MLS Home Price Index, which I actually was a huge anti-person on the MLS Home Price Index. I didn't think there was any value to it until I started using it, until we've seen prices shift. And it's been such a great tool that I use often. We teach our agents in our office to use often just to really help watch these trends, you know, try to figure out what averages are like and that kind of thing. But it's an absolutely fantastic tool. That, as well as he was quite involved with launching that 15 years ago or whenever they initially launched. But then the idea of average price point versus the median price point. And he had some extremely strong thoughts on this as well. And it's like the point I tried to make with him is I'm like, So what, there was a $1.6 million house that sold in December in Sudbury. That doesn't mean our average price point is $480,000. If the average house isn't selling, if we got rid of the outliers on top and we get rid of the $100,000 trailer that sold, our average price point was probably 360 or something like that. And that's what the median was, versus if we look at the mean or the average price point that includes those outliers, which would have brought us to like a $480,000 average price point. Both points that he really agreed with, and it was really interesting just to pick his brain in terms of where he was coming from on that. But the other point that he stressed is the reason that it doesn't work is there's so many subsections in the marketplace that all play out at the same time. In Toronto, there could be so many different submarkets. There could be the condo market, the investment market, first-time buyer market, step-up market, luxury market, just to name a few. In Sudbury, I think we'd see things like the first-time home buyer market. We're going to see step-up marketplace as well. We're going to see investors. We're going to see waterfront homes, as well as new construction. This is the kind of thing where not all marketplaces behave the same at the same times. Looking at the 58 sales that we've had since January 1st, we see an average sale price of $373,000, which, again, take that for what it was. I prefer looking at the median price point, which is actually $355,000. This shows you that the step-up market and the waterfront market, as well as like a luxury market or new home market, really are non-existent. Right now, the thing that's fueling this marketplace is first-time home buyers and maybe investment buyers as well, where they're buying. It's almost like these properties are rehab properties. They're not buying duplexes and just enjoying the rent. They're buying these houses that need to have a gut, and then maybe they're going to put a tenant in, or maybe they're just going to live in afterwards, which I kind of like to refer to as rehab properties. It's interesting to note that that other parts of this marketplace just aren't there right now, but that this one part of the marketplace, that $300,000 to $400,000 price range, is so strong. Anecdotally, if I start looking through some of these listings, there's an incredible number of power of attorney sales that are happening. And not power of attorney that these people have lost their house to the banks or anything like that, but power of attorney because, you know, grandma died and the kids are dealing with their estate and selling the house for them. It's really interesting to note that the majority of these, not a majority, but there's a big chunk of sales that fit under that classification of those 58 sales that have happened since January. You would almost expect that there would be a domino effect when a first-time home buyer buys an entry-level house, and then that seller is going to go buy that $500,000 house in South End, and then that one's going to buy that $750,000 house in Moonglow. But that's not really what's playing out in the current marketplace, which is, again, interesting to see. I don't know if it has to do with debt levels or if it's just that these step-up buyers are being more picky, but it is like this is actually what's happening in the marketplace right now. What's going to happen in the future, we're not sure, but it's one thing that I'm going to continue to track and continue to give some of my thoughts on as I see if that shifts away from currently what we're seeing. Takeaway five, though, my wrap-up point of where does the market go from here? Again, I don't want to be somebody that calls tops or bottoms, but if I had enough confidence to make that call, I might pick now-ish. The bottom of housing prices locally, this doesn't mean the prices are going to boom and skyrocket again, so don't think that you need to jump in and buy a house right now. But I do think that if I have been making predictions, we'd see the housing prices the whole time along. I've been saying that the Bank of Canada will increase prices, and as long as the Bank of Canada is increasing prices, as interest rates go up, we will see house prices go down. I made actually a great little reel on that the other day, but that's tended what plays out in an economy. As money becomes more and more expensive, buyers can qualify for less and house prices go down. And the prediction I made back, you know, a year ago when we started seeing rates go up, as I said, we will not find the bottom of the marketplace until the Bank of Canada and Tiff McCallum over there stops cutting rates. At that point, when I can buy a house, if I have the confidence that when I go to apply for a mortgage, it's going to be similar payments if I'm on a variable from now until the next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, that's going to give me confidence to go and qualify for a new mortgage. I think that's kind of what's happening right now. That's as long as we don't see inflation spike, which again, I'm optimistic that we're not going to see happen. We're going to be in this marketplace with like 4.5%-ish interest rates for the next long while. And what I like to see play out, and again, this might be more of an optimist than a realistic point of view, But I would love to see this way the market play out. Would be mortgage payments are at a point where we have made it less attractive to invest in housing as an asset. We need to shift away and get rid of the idea of commoditization of real estate. No more burr buyers. Buy, rehab, renovate, refinance, repeat. Who are just jumping in, doing this quick rehab, refinancing to the maxes. And then the payments just don't make sense when buyers are doing this right now. I'd like to see the number of sales down to the 15 or 20 percentage points, which I've made some predictions of over the last year's numbers. And I think that slows things down to the point where we will see a flattening out of house prices in Sudbury. We'll see inventory levels slowly stay balanced, but approach maybe at the peak of this year, we'll see 300-ish homes. Last year, we saw 280. I'd like to see 320 or something like that this year. That would allow us to come out the other side with a balanced housing market where, you know, we're experiencing a 400-ish thousand average sale price, whether, again, we're talking mean, median, but anywhere between 375 and 425 would be a pretty healthy marketplace. This is payments that people can afford, that they are able to qualify for, and that they can get a good average house for these houses where they can put, it's people that are buying a house to put a roof over their, like put shelter and a roof over their heads for them and their family, and not people buying something that says, I need to buy now because in a year from now, I won't be able to buy. Or I need to buy while prices are low and then I need to bank on these assets going up in value. That's not a healthy thing. That mentality, when it like is exercised, which is exactly what's played out in the economy for the last 2 years, it's not healthy because we see quick escalation, rising prices extremely fast is just as much of a negative as that's not sustainable. And what we've done is we've fallen right back down to levels that we are at currently. That's my most optimistic and maybe best case prediction on how we would move forward in 2023 and beyond. But that's just my two cents, Sudbury. If you agree or disagree, I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you regardless. Feel free, drop me a message, shoot me a DM. Let me know what your thoughts are. And thank you for tuning in, guys. Thank you for spending the last 20-ish minutes with me. As always, much appreciated. And we'll see you next week, Sudbury.